Shalom, Boker Tov, good morning. I'm so happy to meet with my prayer partners today. You and I are prayer partners. You know, I've known some people, and I was thinking about one lady for you, Lindsay, and her prayer partner, what they told me once. But my goodness, we've got 2,000 prayer partners here. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to talk to you a little bit later on about this prayer call, this particular prayer call, and what God said to us about it recently. First announcement, I will not be at Prayer Mountain at noon. So we will do the call at 15 minutes after the hour. If you're on Central Time, where I am, where Max is, that's going to be 12:15. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Good morning, Miss Judy. Yes, I am on the line.
Hey, brother, about to see you up there.
Yes, about to see you and what?
On
Friday. Friday,
right.
You will be with us.
Okay, what right. Time is that at Yeshua's Love Heals?
Yeshua's Love Heals at 627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis, at 6:30 p.m. Central Time.
6:30. Are we going to have I would love to have as many WWPs as possible. And will I have any time after the service to maybe just, you know, go among the audience or go among the congregation and just kind of shake hands or something?
Yes. We're arranging actually seats for the WWPs. I know there's some traveling right now coming to see you here, and some is flying coming to see you.
I would just love to meet them.
Yes,
and you
praise
know,
the Lord. So.
You get to know their voices through the years. And I don't know. We can have all kinds of chatter on the line, can't hardly hear anybody else. But that brother in Granville, Michigan, I can always hear him loud and clear. I wish he'd come and meet me sometimes. I'd really like to meet you, brother. I heard you there again today. Your voice is so known to me. That's how our voices are to the Lord, you know. Saturday night, I'm going to be at Living Word. I think that's pretty early. That's a brother, Pastor Mack and Lynn Hammond, our dear friends. And I think that's kind of like an early service, 5:30 or something. That's the one where I really get to share some things. It's a longer service. Then we meet on Sunday morning at Living Word, an early bird service. I think that's 8:30 or so. I'm not really sure. And then
nine.
We have a regular time. Is it at 9?
Yeah, 9 and 11.
9 and 11. So you know more about it than I do. I just know, I have to get up early that morning.
I used to go there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. 9 and 11. Okay, and of course, he's still good friends with Mac and Lynn, and we're all together in this business, and especially in that business in Minneapolis. Now, here on Prayer Mountain, third Sunday at 3, the third Sunday of the month, I think that's the 21st of September, I'll be ministering out at Prayer Mountain, but we're having a meeting, a healing meeting. The Lord said to me recently, it's time for healings and miracles. Make a place for them. We've had two of these meetings so far, and they have been so marked with the move of the Holy Spirit. Autumn Assembly of Prayers coming up, October 15th through 20th. And Brother Max will start that night. That's a Wednesday night. And we'll have our second prayer, Moed, on Wednesday night that night. And then I'm hoping you can stay through Monday at the tent. That's always a special meeting. And Friday, I'm so excited. Nir Kimke, who heads up our project in Israel, will be with us on Israel night, Saturday night. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I just want you to meet that dear man, and his family's coming with him. So I just want you to know them and how special they are. Now, we're taking a trip. We've got two Israel trips coming up. One of them begins December 7th, and that's our Hanukkah Tour of Lights, and you'll get to be there and experience Hanukkah in Israel. It's real special. And then June, Chip Brim and his church are coming. They'll probably take one bus, and then I'll take another bus, and will be of our, you know, whoever goes with us. So we'll probably have a two-bus tour that will begin June 7. And we're really looking forward to having some teachers. We're putting this in June so that we can have some teachers and students. The contact information for that is you can call 417-598-0505 and talk to Ruby. That's 417-598-0505. Or you can go to Israel Tours at prayermountain.org. And on those Prayer Mountain deals, it's PrayerMountain.org. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Prayer. Oh, my goodness. The most important thing in these days probably that you can do is pray. I want to look at our prayer call last week. I always want
can
you
I say
go ahead.
Something?
Sure, sure.
I have
of
one
course.
More thing. Yeah, one more thing just to share with everybody here this morning. We did send a letter, not a letter, like a partner letter for everybody, and we've been hearing that people don't get it. I think it goes to the spam. So just go to YeshuaLoveHeals@gmail.com. YeshuaLoveHeals@gmail.com. It tells you where we're at with Miss Billy, where we're at in Jordan, where we're at in Minneapolis, and what the Lord put on our heart, and what's the plan for the rest of the year. YeshuaLoveHeals@gmail.com. Check your spam. I don't know if you have an issue with that, Miss Billy. People, you know, when you send the letter.
YeshuaLoveHeals, they're having trouble getting it?
Well, some people saying, like, you know, they don't, they probably, it goes to spam, so they're not getting the letter from us. Just check your spam. I think, well, the devil.
So, go to YeshuaLoveHeals.com or what, .org?
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. YeshuaLoveHeals@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah, or email us. Yeah, this is our email, sorry.
That's your email. That's what I was going to say. That's your email.
Yeah. That's
now,
the email.
If you want to go to the web page, you go to .org, right?
.org or .org
or .com. Okay.
Yeah.
All
or
right.
.com. Yeah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. So that's how you can stay in touch and not miss things.
Yeah. Oh, and one more thing. I know. I mean, you have. Well, you're not going to be on the mountain today. On Saturday at 11 p.m., Miss Billy will not be with us. But we are honoring all the WWPs to join us for a brunch in downtown.
You mean 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. What did I say? P.m.? Yeah, see, we correct each other. Praise the Lord.
See, I thought you were a night owl there. No. Bless the Lord. So they're going to have a little get-together on Saturday morning for the WWPs.
In downtown. Yeah, and I believe Tony and Brenda will be with us, but not Miss
Tony and Brenda will be there.
Will be Yeah.
Okay. That'll be good. Praise the Lord.
Praise
be
God.
Fun and be good. So you're having some food?
We're having some food and just to visit and know each other and, you know, prayer maybe a little bit. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Take
Bless
pictures.
The Lord. Okay.
Just meet each, meet one another. Amen.
That's good. I'm glad for that. Bless the Lord. And I wanted to, this prayer call, it's just so wonderful. I was just looking in the bathroom mirror today as you brush your teeth and thinking, God talks to us. God. God. The Father condescends to talk to us. Jesus. Whew. How can you imagine it? And I like to know what he talked to us about, and I write it out. I know it's good to put it on your computer and then you can check things and find things, but it helps me just to write out the statements. I do that in dark ink, blue or black, and then I put the scriptures in red. But I want to notice what I noticed. I want to talk about the scope of this call. Now, he spoke to us specifically morning and evening, morning and noon, about the scope of this call. And he began with a statement, the movement, the future of the Great Commission of the amazing spread of the gospel, the multitudes of both men and women. And then the scriptures he gave talked about, several scriptures, about the amazing spread of the gospel. Acts 6:7, the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Then he gives us a scripture which talks about how it grew to 5,000. And the hand of the Lord, Acts 11:21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Now, here's where he got us in on it. Hallelujah. He said, now this is a statement. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer, the one we were praying last Wednesday. This friend and prophet and you, church, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, this growing and multiplying and spreading of the gospel not only took place then, but it takes place when we pray. That means he takes our prayers and uses them throughout the earth for the spreading of the gospel. It might be to a single soul that somebody that we're praying for. It might be for a church revival meeting coming up. But he's using our prayers to continue this spread of the gospel. Now, he also, in the afternoon reference to our prayer, and he always makes a reference to our prayer, here's the statement underlined for Brenda's sake to know. In this prayer today with my prophet and friend, it is for good to accomplish what needs to be done in the nations. So he's using our prayers for the end of days, matters, and things that have to be done throughout this world in the nations. This scope of this prayer that we pray, and I find things in it that are for me personally, and I know you do too. But, oh, the scope of it is wide. He's using it for the spread of the gospel. He's using it to the nations. Hallelujah. And this one particularly spoke to me concerning us personally. Despite what you see around you, church, and of course I'm a part of the church, so this is for me, but it's also for every one of you and all the church on the whole earth. Despite what you see around you, church, you can take a pause and refocus on what matters. Let the big things become little in the hand of your God, Jesus. So I could just see the great, huge hand of God in whatever I have. McDonald Bell, for instance. Let it become little and see that provision for McDonald Bell in the gigantic hand of God. So I thought that was so wonderful. And you know, refocusing, one of our dear saints went home this between the prayer services that we've had, and that was Sister Patsy Caminetti, a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, long, long time friend of mine, of Brenda Baeza, who's on this call, of Lynn Hammond, who's on this call, long, long time, our dear, and a Sparky. You know, we have our Sparky prayer meetings. I posted something on Facebook regarding this. But the very day she went home, I got a call. And it was from Dr. Avery Jackson. He's the neurosurgeon, spirit-filled neurosurgeon, you know, who comes to Prayer Mountain and is with us in our autumn assemblies. He called me, and he was at a medical convention in Arizona, a medical convention that has to do with innovative, health-type medicine. And he said, there's a couple here that want to talk to you. They know your interest in near-death experiences. So later that night, it's the same guy, Dave Patsy went home. I got a telephone call from this couple, and he is a computer scientist, and she is a pediatrician, spirit-filled, trained up at ORU, City of Faith, and he had COVID in 2022, I think, and he was 45 days in a medical-induced coma, and an angel the first day came and stood at his side and said, I am your angel, guardian angel. I've been with you since you were born. My name is Marzuka. That is spelled Marzuka. And he was there. Since Brother Hagin told me these things are going to happen, I've made it a practice to get to know these people who have been to heaven and brought back a witness, as Brother Hagin said they would. And I never heard anything quite like he saw in detail. And so he's mailing me a book, a pre-publication copy. I hope to have it before I come to Minnesota, because I want. There's particularly one experience I want to share with you. And so I hope I have it in his words to share there in Minneapolis. So praise God, hallelujah. Refocus. You know, that's what we need to do here with Patsy. That's what David did with his little baby, you know, the baby he had with Bathsheba. He sought the Lord. He contended for that child. And then when the child went on, he refocused. And so we do that in life. We have to refocus. And so we take a pause and do that. Now, regarding the power of prayer on this prayer call, you have to know this prayer call, as we've already pointed out, is something God uses. Now, Max, have you heard anything about specifically about the president and prayers we need to be making? I know you're in contact with some people.
Yes. Yeah, I got a call yesterday. Sorry, I should have called you. I got a call yesterday. They're actually asking for a prayer for him and for Benjamin. They're about to make decisions over there. And the decisions they are about to make is going to change the landscape. That's all I could say at this moment.
I've been hearing too that it's really time that something's up. And so they're men that God has placed in position, but they are still human. And our prayers, God's going to use right now. We're going to pray for them, and we're going to take authority over the demons. And remember, folks, we're taking our authority daily. When we take our authority daily, and if you take it at the top of the hour, I know somebody will be praying with you. I think we'll take our authority first, and then we'll pray, and then we'll go into our daily prayer in the Spirit. Father, I want to thank you that Jesus Christ came back after defeating the enemy, and he said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. And he handed that authority to us. And he gave to us the keys of the kingdom, saying, whatever we bind is bound. And Father, in the Colossians letter, you revealed through Apostle Paul that we have absolutely been redeemed, taken out, rescued from the dominion of darkness. Hallelujah for that. You told us to thank you for that, and I just, every day I thank you for that. But I won't let this day go by without thanking you that I'm no longer under the power of the enemy, but I've been translated and transferred into the kingdom of your beloved Son, the kingdom of the saints in the light. I want to praise you and thank you for the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want to thank you that it is written, we overcome the accuser and the brethren with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. in the name above every name. Together, Father, we ask you this morning to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, our Lord. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and right now, hallelujah, the greatness of that dunamis power which is toward us who do believe, that resurrection power, which is according to the power of your might, which you wrought in him when you raised him from the dead, and you seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all things to a body, his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in mercy and love for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And there we are in Jesus at your right hand. And you, that marvelous revelation of Romans 5:17, you commissioned us, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And now all together, we WWPs, speaking down from the right hand of the Father and speaking from points all around the world and across America in our places of prayer, we do say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations against our President Donald John Trump, against his family, against every administrator that you have put into office, from Washington, D.C., to our state capitals, to our city governments, in the name above every name. We have the power, we have the right, and we have the commission to tell you, cease and desist in your manifestations and operations. We will not have it. It is over and done with right now in Jesus' name. You, we call you into a state of paralyzation, for it is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And the families of every WWP who's on this line, and the families and the Derricks, the paths that God has given them, cease and desist in your maneuvers against them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And now, Father, wisdom and revelation, that spirit that we just asked for concerning our authority, we ask for it for President Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, every military person, every intelligence person that's involved. Oh God, think through their minds. Don't let them make a mistake, Lord. Don't let them make a mistake. Give them the plan, your plans. You said to us just last week that many are the plans of a man, but it's the plan of the Lord that will rise, that will stand. And so, Father, it has to be your plan. It has to be your plan. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want you to come soon. We know you're coming soon. But until that time, we hold back the Antichrist. You've told us that we can, and we do. And we pray God's best in this hour, that we may have God's best in this final minute. You told us it's the final minute. Bush Et je ne me culpabilito. Mangio no cojoro copangia. Mi santo no cojoro copapia na codoriando no codosca. Crandi ne cojondio no condia ne comprandia di cobrasca. E dini me qua, a jana ma coco copinania na cojoro copabi, la tonio no cojoro copabi. O patakahalai. O patakahalai lala. Nyando dogo balaka ka manuko ta dogo hoshende ni kobra ka ta frata nieto. E je ne ma kwa la kore ma na kore ka tipra. E je ne ma ka ala ka yana na kohora ka balakito na kongara ka tache. E janto to koho sheke ne kohora ko pikya. E je ne ma tua shana no nombre ka te koho la ka pikya na kohora ka data kapa. E je ne ma kwa, e je ne ma kwa, e je ne ma kwa de la kongara ka dashka. E fra nyo na kohoro ko bilite, nyo na kohoro ko dele kabra ka da kon cheng, nyo na kohoro ko dole kabara kon gabi, e jene me tuash ko ton che de ko toho shakta. Shendato, shendi di ka, ma lo dovre vre di hishwa la kora manjana, pele kohoro ko bidi ki chato no kor kala ka kapi, I satio no koho she paracadianda de go oro ko bibliacta. Bibliacta, bibliacta, bibliacta. Cavilla tosca dance de coccolia delle cobre, e ne cohoro ko bale te de cangracchia no coro ko doschi di caracacambra. E se ti chiscia. I calahai ando. Gravi dalle combre che di gala cangara ca di gecche, grobi di galagne ne coro coro di cabracca de condieghe, di gadale cabracca cavagna, pigiotto do goscia in di codoro codogna ne coracchia tonce di codosca. Chi veli hitogne clibra ca d'agne ne coro copacchia ne codosca d'abrica fra. Gente de gohoshe ange de gohoro ko bili atanya ne koro ko dele kavrange. E gente de gohoro kabito ne koro ko diange de godoshka da brika te kafra. Mi tolo kobrike di gihinyana no koro yana no kobrike di kangara kadashka. I kalabracho de li bahalai hala kongi li kashka da brika te kofanga. E si bedetta shonde de gohoro ko pikya. I se ne makwe. Assange de coge. Prefatio no cohoro codiante de coge. Tracito ca, cali congapi, tale conga. Mito fratale catanda. E che le cohoro codile cabra, cate condonge de coge. Prisagno no cohoro pae. Prisania ne coro capiti una casca giancara. Alaka, alaka, alaka. Che vuole d'ombre, che vuole d'ombre, che vuole d'ombre, che le canga, e volo tua, e shana co capi, aglianda, aglianda, aglianda. Pa boh, manacchia, ma da godevre. O sia fo cangra da dasca da gobra, blood. E se te lo go, la vigno, nombri, cala caia, ne co papigno. E se te lo go, scende, ne coro codosca, nombri, cane papa. E se di go, la caia, ne coro cadiante. E se di go, braca frattiano, cobrica di gallangara, cadascia, angettia. Me bele tianga de gotosha cambrica de compa e di andora de le cohabinio no coro copanga ragatasca na caia na coro copinio na coro copa e li vangio no coro copi balatonio ne quara cacanga che di andora gotosca de ingara ragatasca e le baratosca bere cubra cafrange e ne coba alle cangra alle cangra alle cangra. E shato ko hoshe. Cavalli tutta. Crebidio non corru, papà tito. I sogni non corru, papà. Cafrica di quello con brexico, cobre, carica lai, e ce ne corra cadiang d'oro gocce, chi le cabra tovre me le qua, e già non ho corra con le comprocche, avrà cadiang d'oro gocce tovre. E belli tua, shani ma coca, shani ma coca, shani ma coca. Meno rodosca bangola ti da, ambili ti ti hanno corra con doni hanno corra con da. E se tu godoschi di bracatagna e coco, papilato, papilato. Oh, Mattiano, Mattiano. Il genio ma querio dosci, fabbrica le conga. E mi ricordo le cablenghe, le cuore con tambra, che la gala, e che la gala, ma la gaia, ma la coppa. E mi dico, oh, balala, sciandieni con lo comami, per bollatini, non coro con i cangami, e scene ma qua, bracalianda, da coprichele, cale cangabre, pivragno, non coro con bignio, non coro con bilica, no, labidagna, ne coro con bima, e giando lo coro con biba, na cara cadagna ne coco la caia, na coro con biba, la tote de congiagna, e se no coro con le cabri, che le congiacchio lo godosco. E se ti cubava la cagna ne coro con dibra. Chi le hilita. Cavillatie, belle cangambe, di cosciotto. Pisciotto cosciande e di cacà, cale cangara che da sciande ne godosca d'ambre. E che la cora con brectia fango ro godosca un cettie. E se cora codo la cangara con la cangara godosca. E se te cohosce, e se te cala cacchianto. Benito ro godosca d'ambre che te da sciande. Kale kaka, ale kanganga, ale kaprekte. Pisa to koka, pika te kohole ke breka taha nyata. Igale koprekte, vera kahala kaya na kohoro ko pangya. Lord, asamba, mikako kambinyo. Kriva no kopla, ala kambenye, ni kahala kambinyo, no kohoro ko ba. Rushka danje hi tiang doro godoshka. Rushki danje ne kohro ko di bra. Eve le dunia. Mekwa kada gombre kada gadashka dongri oktobre. Kada ka fra. E se ne me quattro kohro ke bilia. Na kohro ka dali andandia. Na kohro godoshka. Biletonia, bilito. Ho, mar stengia. Ye cabro ko te vre. E se ne kohro kabre. Kada ka vrangia ili kopra. Oh, si manaka tangobe. Privati uno kohro ka di kohro kebre. E nyando o dosh ke ne bakaya la kopa. E se ne kohro ka tanya ne kohro ko tonya. E kala ka kabre ke di kala konganga. E je ne me toa chate le kohoro ko pa kalatitio. E je ne me kara ka tiang do rogo doje kia to rogo doje da aplikatia. Mi toto kohoshe pra kata flanye ne kopa. E se ne me kwere do dele kamre ke di kardashka do flita. Mi kohoshe ambi le kamre ke li kuvranye. Mi sono complicati di cavolo, perché non ho ancora capito che Daniel è ancora con Tabi, che tale cancaria da coccola, tipo. Oh, Daniel è qua. Oh, palavito, ma con Pelagio. E già non ho compreso che fanno un coro con picchia da Kadashi. E ogni coro balanghi le code di creti le taglie non compra che la conca. E già non compre. E già non compre chi ti hanno. E che le cacariane ne cahallai. Mashko dobre kete hile ka capra. Ike le ka frahele kombre. Kivele dohra shandere ko hosha tene ko toshka. Kivele tohra kobra ele kankara ka deshke. Sibra toho shangene ko toho shakchakta. Ibele toshpa tene ko hra kondyangta. Kevre ko toho shakchakto toko shakchana kopre. Ele toha hana kora manakke. Ija to kora manakka. Ikala ka kapre ke digatahai. Ishiri koto prakata kahala kanga. Ishiri kahalai. Emene kahala. Abalatora manakya. Metora manakai. I ja nego prefu ke di kanga. I ja tako teška to šantja na kohoro ko bape. I ne mala tanja neka haja. A kafra ga de koho lete. Sama neka hala kaja. Ishe de goda gara kandiana koble ke de gevre tiene kohora kodashka da angara gadashka. Igili ko tushwa tanche de kohusha. Eme ne kahalai la hatonye ne koholaka. Kebele tite, kebele tite, kebele tite. Kraskola karakatanya na karakake. Ishane matore, shana makakala kakakalai. Ebeli duanye ne kohoro kodoshka ta prika te kafra. Ele menye ne kahala kaya na kahala kakai. Ishoto, ishoto, ishoto. Krafi naniero, krafi kaniero, kafri kaniero nika. Ele dushwa. Oh, matito, matito. Kebra gombre veritis kotoshe, ishi na koro kodoshka da brika tafra. Ishi di kohoro kompre keti hile kapra kata kangara kadashka. Ishi di matiato, ishi di matiato to kompre. Kili kahara kai. Sabri katafra ka anya ne kohoro kobagya. Ishi te kohora ko deshka tancha de ga doshka. Ime ni kuashe de ele ka brakya na ko doshka. Ishi te kohora ko brakitra ka kangara ga dashai. Ele manangara. Ishi ato go bevri akta. Ega le gobrevre denyo no kohro ko diakto rako doho shakanga. Ika le halai. Ika langa hai. Sebra toho shange le ko doho shakchakta. Sabri tata ko pre. Kafrika de ka halai. Hashana makakale tipo. Grandi virekaka, grandi virekaka. Povra di nyato no koprikiti kihila. Koprikilando no kohura shiake. Kale kangara kadahala koka, le kobra katanya ni kohura kodebre, ijando lo kohura kodanya ni kohura kodashka dabre kadagalacha. Ishato no kobre ke di gafra. Ato no kora ka di angere gotoska. Ishando lo kohura kable te le kangaratya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ispreando do kohovre kele kangam praka de kele yakta. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. There's one more thought concerning last week's prayer. And he ended with this, and it's close by the end. I am your peace until you surrender your mind to God. Oh Lord, I pray that you will help me, help us surrender our minds to you. Thank you for helping us in everything you help us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we thank you that you meet with us today and use us in prayer. It's the highest honor. It's the highest, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Brother Max, are you there?
I'm here.
Hallelujah.
So, thank you. Lord.
Help us surrender our minds to you now concerning what you said to us today, Lord. Through us and to us in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. The first statement here is underlined. And it reads like this. The final showdown.
The final what?
Showdown.
Showdown?
The final showdown. Showdown. The final showdown between me and Satan. The final showdown between me and Satan is the imminent. Yeah, is the imminent. He will increase his persecution. His persecution. He will increase his persecution of believers. Of believers. That's you, children. That's you, children. You must stand. You must stand. I am with you. That's you, children. You must stand. I am with you. Okay, I'll read it again. Did I say the statement is underlined? If I didn't, it's all underlined.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's underlined. the final showdown between me and Satan is the imminent. He will increase his persecution of believers. That's you, children. You must stand. I am with you. Thank you, Lord, for being with us.
Absolutely. Okay.
Then the Lord gave us 1 John 2:18. 1 John 2:18. 1 John 2:10. 1 John 2:10. 1 Corinthians 4:5. 1 Corinthians 4. Yeah.
The thing that this brother saw, one of the things in the heaven, the one that I want to talk to you about when I get the book at Minneapolis, is what that brother saw about that final showdown. The Lord showed him about it. So here we go. Praise the Lord.
Here we go. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Next statement is not underlined. My, read like this, my purpose will stand. My purpose
yes.
will stand. My purpose will stand in this prayer. My purpose will stand in this prayer, church, together, today, now, with my prophet and friend. With my prophet and friend, this is the will of God. This is the will of God. Rise up. Rise up in the last day. That's the statement. I'll read it again. My purpose will stand. My purpose will stand in this prayer. Church, together, today, now, with my prophet and friend. This is the will of God. Rise up in the last day. That is the statement. I'll read it again just to make sure everybody wrote it down. My purpose will stand in this prayer, church, together today, now, with my prophet and friend. This is the will of God. Rise up in the last day. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Jude, the book of Jude, 1:7. Jude 1:7. Luke 18:8. Luke 18:8. Revelation 21:5. Revelation 21:5. Next statement is underlined. All of it is underlined. Okay. Excuse me. And it reads like this. My words, with an S, my words is filled with promises. My word is filled with promises. I am your, creator. I am your creator. I will provide and deliver and deliver the ultimate source. The ultimate source, excuse me, of the truth. The ultimate source of the truth, God is faithful. And I shall fulfill my promise. Okay. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. My words is filled with promises. I am your creator. I will provide and deliver the ultimate source, the ultimate source of the truth. God is faithful, and I shall fulfill my promises. If I say promise, it's the promises. Okay.
With an S.
Yeah. All right. I believe you got that, Ms. Lily. I'm going to keep going here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Psalm 32, verse 8. Psalm 32, 8. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Isaiah 26, 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Okay, next statement. Oh, the last three words are underlined. I'll let you know when we get there. Okay. Read like this. Non-underlined. See me today. See me today. Move in your life for my glory. See me today, move in your life for my glory and your good. Yeah, G-O-O-D. My glory and your good. My, oh, there's more, yeah, it's more than three words. I thought it's just the bottom three. Okay, underline. So after glory and your good, now, from now on, is underlined. My words are faithful and truth. My words are faithful and truth. So those are the underlined. I'll read the statement again. Non-underlined part. See me today. Move in your life for my glory and your good. Underlined part. My words are faithful and truth. All right. Next statement. To read like this. In overcoming, yeah, in overcoming what you are facing today. In overcoming what you are facing today, oh, and overcoming what you are facing today, Trump, Church, Benjamin, pray over them. Pray over them and speak your word loud. Then, okay, there is an underlined part here, an end of the statement. I just saw that. So, speak your word out loud. From
not
now
loud.
On is un- Loud,
Speak your
yeah,
word
LOUD.
loud
Out
or out
loud.
loud.
Out loud.
Okay.
So after loud is underlined. Then see God move in the nations within us. Then see God move in the nations. That is your answer. All right, I'll start from the beginning here. Non-underlined part. In overcoming what you are facing today, Trump, Church, Benjamin, pray over them and speak your word out loud. Underline part. Then see God move in the nations. That is the statement. All right. Next scriptures here. Isaiah 46:10. Isaiah 46:10. Psalm 37:3-7. Psalm 37:23-24. Psalm 37:23-24. 2 Corinthians 12. There is a tale to it. Okay. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. He gave us this a lot. Next statement. Let's see here. The statement is not underlined. I give you strength, or strength, I give you strength, be free. I give you strength, be free from fear. I give you strength, be free from fear and anxiety. And anxiety, the gifts that I promises. No, I'm sorry. The gift that I promise to provide for you all. Yeah, that's a statement. I'll read it again. I give you strength. Be free from fear and anxiety. The gifts that I promise to provide for you all. I'm sure you'll read it better than me, Mr. Billy. I give you strength, be free from fear and anxiety, the gifts that I promise to provide for you all. Next statement is very short, but it's underlined. To read like this. So this one is underlined. For those who believe in me, for those who believe in me. That's the statement, and it's underlined. For those who believe in me. Scriptures. Okay, so for those who believe in me. After that, Matthew 11:28-29. Matthew 11:28-29. Philippians 4:9. Philippians 4:9. Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6. Next statement. Read like this. Go deep in my words within us. Go deep in my words today. Go deep in my words today and pay attention. And pay attention to what I said. to what I said. I shall take them out. I shall take them out. Oh, okay, the rest is underlined. The rest of the statement is underlined, and it reads like this. So I shall take them out, and now the underlined part starts here. Stand in my victory, stand in my victory over you, church. Stand in my victory over you, church. Oh, that's, I'm trying to make sense of it, but I'll keep going. Stand in my victory over you, church. You are my children. You are my children whom I love. Stand in my victory over you, church. You are my children whom I love. So that's the underlying part. I'll read it from the beginning now. Non-underlined part. Go deep in my words today and pay attention to what I said. I shall take them out. I shall take them out. Underlined part. Stand in my victory. Stand in my victory over you, church. You are my children, whom I love. That is the statement. Okay. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 119, that's really high, 76. Psalm 119, verse 76. Romans 8, 26 through 28. Romans 8, verses 26 through 28. Okay, next statement. Read like this. Now the end of it is the last few words are underlined. I'll point it out. My hope can help you. My hope can help you to keep going. My hope can help you to keep going.
Growing you or will. Going?
Going. G-O-I-N-G.
Thank you.
My hope can help you to keep going. I don't know if I said to. I'm getting out of it right now. My hope can help you to keep going. You will face challenges. Yeah, you will face challenges and you will overcome them. You will face challenges and you will overcome them. The last few words are underlined and it reads like this. Go because I am with you. Go because I am with you. So this is the underlying part. Go because I am with you. I read the whole statement again. My hope can help you to keep going. You will face challenges and you will overcome them. Underlying part, same statement. Go because I am with you. Okay. Praise God. Psalm 19. Oh no, this is a new one. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 119, verse 50. Psalm 119, 50. 1 Peter 5:10. 1 Peter 5:10. Next statement. Have peace. I have overcome all. A-L-L. Have peace. I have overcome all. The rest of it is underlined. Three words. Write this down. So this is underlined. Write this down as underlined. Again, it's a really short statement, but here we go. I'm going to read it again. Non-underlined part. Have peace. I have overcome all. Underline. Write this down. Okay. Next statement. Oh, I guess it's the last statement. Okay. Last statement is underlined. And read like this. So this statement is all underlined. Don't give up. Entire. Don't give up. Your entire world is going to change. Don't give up. Your entire world is going to change. For the better. For the better. Or better. BETTER. For the better. The key is to believe those words. The key is to believe those words and put them to work. And put them to work. For me, your God. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. This statement, which is the last statement, is all underlined. Don't give up. Your entire world is going to change for the better. The key is to believe those words and put them to work. For me, your God. That is the statement. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Underlined. The final showdown between me and Satan is the imminent. He will increase his persecution of believers. That's you, children. You must stand. I am with you. 1 John 2:18. You know what? Here we go. Little children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour.
Wow.
1 John 2:10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. And what does this tell us so far? Antichrist time, and then be sure to love your brethren and not be in division in the body. That's what I think that says. Because one thing he's going to try to do is get us out of love with each other.
Yeah.
4:5. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in the darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each man will receive his commendation from God. So here he's telling us that Satan is going to increase his persecution and Antichrist time is here. I believe he's arrived. The Antichrist is alive on the earth. But
yeah.
One of the ways to stand against him is be sure to walk in love with your brethren. And another thing, if we know it's Satan, what tool are we to use? The authority of the believer. So if the final showdown is here and he's going to increase his persecution of believers, then I'm going to sit in my seat every morning and I'm going to deal with him so that he is not able to touch me in my house. But that's a daily thing that will go on and on until Jesus receives us unto himself in the rapture or we depart earth another way. But I can't stress the importance of actually doing it, sitting in your seat every morning in Jesus' name. I also every morning confess my healing scriptures. Bless the Lord. My purpose will stand in this prayer, church, together, today, now, with my prophet and friend. This is the will of God. Rise up in the last day. Jude 1:7. Just a minute here. Got it. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after a strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. Okay, I'm going to read that in the ESV. I just read it in the New American. This is an ESV. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. So that's one thing, that's a warning. Here it is in the Amplified. The wicked are sentenced to suffer, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the adjacent towns, which likewise gave themselves over to impurity and indulged in unnatural vice and sensual perversity, are laid out in plain sight as an example of perpetual punishment to warn of everlasting fire. So the fires that came and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, people who insist and go on in these wicked ways, it's a warning to them. It's a warning for these last days now. Luke 18:8. And if you have somebody who's caught in homosexuality, some of these things unnatural, if you have some loved one, lift their name to the Lord and use your authority daily against the demons that come against them. If they're your family, you've got the right. I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Revelation 21:5. And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." Underlined. "My words is filled with promises. I am your creator. I will provide and deliver the ultimate source of the truth. God is faithful, and I will fulfill my promises."
Yes.
Psalm 32:8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." Deuteronomy 31:8. "The Lord, Jehovah, is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Isaiah 26:3. "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." And of course, that shalom, shalom, peace to the nth degree. So here we see that he's told us that the enemy is going to increase persecution, all right, but we're well able with him with us. We've got the tools to do what we need to do. And remember that he'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. So that's what we do. We guard our mind. We make our mind obey. Sometimes your mind wants to run off, think about other things, even while you're praying. You have to say, like Rachel Tiefenthaler did, "Mind, come back here. We're praying. See me today move in your life for my glory and your good." I love that phrase. "For his glory and our good." Underlined. "My words are faithful and true." In overcoming what you are facing today, Trump, Church, Benjamin, pray over them and speak your word out loud. Underlined. Then see God move in the nations. I'm ever so, and I talked to somebody yesterday, just happened to be in the beauty salon and getting my hair colored, and another lady came in, and the Lord just been talking to her that she has to say things out loud. Isaiah 46:10. Say it out loud and watch it come to pass. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, "My purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure." You see, the Lord is the one, he's the only one that can declare the end from the beginning. And you can rest assured his purpose will be established. Hallelujah. No doubt about it. Psalm 37:23-24. "The steps of a man," and that word, King James says good man, that word is gever, and that word means champion, a man who's a champion. It's not just any man. It's a man who's an overcomer, a man who's a champion. The steps of a Gever are established by Jehovah, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he will not be cast headlong, because Jehovah is the one who holds his hand or upholds him with his hand. Hallelujah. You know what? When President Trump was not the president for that four-year interim, God would give us this scripture often, and I always knew it was applying to President Trump. When he falls, he's not going to be hurled aside. In fact, the Lord upheld him, and we watched it. He brought him back.
Yeah.
Second Corinthians. Yes. Oh, yes, exactly right. That's true. Benjamin Netanyahu as well. He did it. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Remind me to tell you something about Guy calling me yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, then, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Actually, what has happened here, Paul tells us that a messenger of Satan, not from God, has buffeted him, and he prayed that the Lord would take it away. Well, that doesn't do any good. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. You got it. I handed it to you. You got the authority. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness, my power. Folks, you're no match for the devil. If you and the devil met out here on my deck, I'm looking out at my deck, he'd win. But in your physical, in other words, you couldn't do it. But his grace, God's grace, is sufficient for you to do it. Through God's grace, you can overcome him, because his power is made strong in you. Bless the Lord. I love that. I love those scriptures. Hallelujah. So listen, Mr. Devil, I can't overcome you except for Jesus in me and his blood. And there you go. I'm speaking out loud what's going to happen to you. I give you strength. This is a statement here. I give you strength. Be free from fear and anxiety. The gifts that I promised to provide for you all. Underlined, for those who believe in me. Matthew 11:28-29. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Philippians 4:9. What things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Talking to us about his peace. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now, he didn't give us the next verse, but it follows. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Go deep in my words today and pay attention to what I said. I shall take them out. Underlined, Stand in my victory over you, church. You are my children whom I love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's enough to get us over right there. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:76.
Yeah.
You don't need to be concerned about big numbers in Psalm 119. That's the longest book in the Bible.
I'm not. Oh, I'm like, wow, that's how.
Yeah, it's the longest one.
I give it. I have no. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
He just told us not to be in anxiety. You know.
No, don't be in anxiety.
Just give it. Praise the Lord.
Let your chesed. Now remember, that's his obligation to keep his promises. Comfort me according to your word or promise. Actually, it says promise. According to your promise to your servant. Well, that was the New American. Here it is in the, I'm going to substitute chesed for steadfast love. Let your chesed comfort me according to your promise to your servant.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. Romans 8:26 through 28. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. My hope can help you to keep going. You will face challenges and you will overcome them. Underlined, go because I am with you. Psalm 119:50. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. And actually, ESV translates it, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:10. Sometimes I'm quiet for a while because I'm thinking about it.
I know.
After you have suffered for a while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Have peace. I have overcome all. and then underlined, write this down. Don't give up. Your entire world is going to change for the better. The key is to believe those words and put them to work for me, your God. Hallelujah. Trust in me. There is a statement in the Amplified Bible, the Numerical Bible. And it comes before the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. I might be able to find that statement because I've had my class. Remember that you can take the book of Revelation in our 3BI course. And it's really a good time to take that now in Daniel. And oh my goodness, Ezekiel. Bless the Lord. I've got my study guide here on the book of Revelation right on my coffee table. And I would like to be able to get that statement. Oh, it is. It's right here. This is my foreword for the book of Revelation. The future is as bright as God can make it. Folks, our world's going to change for the better.
Amen.
This world. And this is from the Numerical Bible. The future before the world is largely, alas, made up of judgment. Although it is true that the judgment is for a blessing which lies beyond it, and which is as bright as God can make it. Hallelujah. Yet the judgment is emphatically a judgment of the world as it is. A judgment in which the whole present fashion of it passes away, and how important that we should know why it should pass away, and now apprehend the mind of God with regard to that which he is going to judge. In this way, prophecy is the most practical nature, of the most practical nature, and a grand help to real holiness, that is, to a separation from evil, which necessarily is found in fellowship with him. Now, listen to this. If there are things with which finally it will be seen that he cannot allow to go on, then how clearly this must enter into our present estimate of them. God's moral ways, the end will perfectly find out. So that statement right there, it just tells you he's going to get rid of some things. There's a judgment. It has to be. But the end is everything's going to be better. Now, yeah. Even though you and I are going to be going up to heaven, there will be, I think, there will be travel back and forth. I think the Bible shows that. But this world down here is going to go on. But it is going to go on because he took bad things out. He judged the wicked. I noticed that he said, where did I find that he said that in here? Something, I'm going to take them out. He said that.
I shall take them out, yeah.
I shall take them out.
Yeah.
Go deep in my words and pay attention
to
what I said. Yeah. I shall take them out. He's taking that. That's what that statement I just read to you. He's taking the wicked out. You know, there in the scripture where it says two women were in the field, he took one and one stayed. That's not the rapture. That's in a chapter talking about tribulation time. Hallelujah. Oh, so much.
Well, Miss Billy, he started with the final showdown between me and Satan.
There you got it right there.
Right
That's
there.
What he started about.
He started
now, when
with
he
that.
Started with that, he wants you to keep that in mind throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
he said, write it down.
Write it down. This is what's going to happen. Don't be shaken up
down.
Here.
Yeah.
Satan's in his last throes here. But praise the Lord. Well, maybe we'll talk about some of these things in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Now I want to remind you to what Guy called about yesterday.
Oh, yes. Well, Guy called me. He was so excited. And he's got a group over there, and he was up on the Temple Mount, and he was at the Eastern Gate. And he said, water is coming out of it. That's a Temple Mount. And he said, Billy, he said, I think it, Miss Billy, he calls me. He said, I think it's like Ezekiel. The water's going to come out from the temple, and it's going to start just slowly, slowly. He said, this is, and he showed a picture of it. It's almost like the wall is weeping. The gate is weeping. The water's just a trickle. But he was so excited. He said, I think this is a sign from God. So, praise the Lord. I know there are signs everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
I was
going to
say that. Mm-hmm. Signs. There's a river broke out in Saudi Arabia. And it's spoken
about it. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's in... I think it's, I can't remember, it's in Ezekiel. I have to look it up, but it's, yeah.
So there you have springs in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. I think Brenda had it.
Yeah, springs in the desert. So here we go. And he told us today, the Antichrist here, so. But we're supposed to hold back the Antichrist until he comes. Okay, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Minneapolis if you can. And let's all get together at noon today. There will be a call. You can go on, of course, you can go on billybrim.org. You can go on Facebook, but also you can have just a call at 15 minutes past the hour. See you then, Brother Max.
See you then. Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Bye.
Shalom.